It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, tonight, you are a party, my friend, okay, Mr. Big Pants?
Okay.
Mr. Thanks. Show Me the Money?
Yeah.
Mr. Had Me at Hello? Uh-huh. Mr. Fly Me to the Moon? Mr. No Fishing Without a License?
Uh-huh.
Boobies! 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 Boobies!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back.
BYOB Friday. We are meeting our final wave of Buzz Babe candidates. We are joined by our latest inductee.
That's right.
Anne Marie.
That's right.
We also have in studio with us right now Megan.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And we have McKetsey.
Right.
Hello.
Thank you for coming back.
Happy day. Let's bring them all in here because we're running out of time rapidly.
We are running out of time.
Andrew, Davis, California. Andrew, you have an announcement to make.
Yes, I do, sir.
Yes. What is the announcement you have, Andrew?
My wife just gave twins.
What?
Your wife just gave twins?
What did she give twins?
Gave birth to twins.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Wow.
Sit down, ladies. Yes.
We have five sets of twins in here.
What are the names?
Their names are...
Well done.
Oh, yes. One begets another, ladies and gentlemen.
Fantastic. Just because we have a drink in us doesn't mean you can take advantage of
That's
it.
That's right. You can't do that. Let's. Mm-hmm. Beth Ann's opening the door. Kristen, our Buzz Babe, is coming in here.
Welcome back. Look at this. And Kaz is here
as
well.
Hi, Kaz. How are you? Nice to see you. We have now Anne Marie, McKetsey, mm-hmm. Megan, Kristen, Kaz,
man.
And two Buzz Babe candidates. Our very first candidate, enter and sign in, please. Yes, I'm pointing at you, my dear. Right into the microphone. No. Maybe I should really point at you.
Hi,
what's your name?
Natasha,
how are you?
I'm good.
Where are you from, Natasha?
I am originally from New Orleans.
From New Orleans, Louisiana, the Big Easy.
Hey, love
New Orleans.
How long did you spend down in New Orleans, Louisiana?
I was born and raised there. Hurricane Katrina brought me up here.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Well, welcome.
Well, we're grateful for
that. I see you have a lovely little tattoo there.
I do. It's for my daughter.
Oh, really? That's
very
lovely.
Nice.
It's mm-hmm. very pretty.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, where did Katrina drop you off?
right Buzz. Here. Right here, Joe.
I mean, Joe. Jesus Christ. Hey, Beth Ann.
Grand precision comedy. Natasha, right? You live in Fairfax now, right?
I do.
Yeah. Welcome. Thank
very
you for nice. Coming today.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. You're beautiful.
Beth Ann, is there someone else that wanted to come in here? Hold
here
on, she's going to a
here's
microphone.
Here's Meredith, Mike.
Oh, sorry. Allie's here. And
lean
she
closer.
Has, sorry. Allie's here.
Yes.
With us
here.
And she has a gift for you.
Yes.
Shall we?
Hey, Mike.
Should we bring her in?
It's a belated birthday gift.
Should we bring her in?
Please. And I would like to remark that since Beth Ann leaned in closer, they feel real.
Now, before we get to Allie, we have another candidate here.
Yes.
This is our third for today,
That's
our third
right.
candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And your name is?
My name's Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Nice round of applause for Nick.
Welcome, Nick.
Nick, where are you from?
I'm from all over Northern Virginia, but right now I'm in Indiana.
I feel like, seriously, since this show went on here, I've just been staring at breasts all day.
Boy, does she look like the hot girl on Bones. The girl
on
Bones.
Mr. Douglas.
She looks like
Oorah.
I got excited. It's one of my favorite shows.
I know. Okay. She looks like the girl works in the lab.
And Nick's,
she does.
Nick,
like chillingly so.
Yeah.
Very much so, Rob.
Nick, you are from all
We're
over.
We're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds.
You're from all over Northern Virginia?
Yes.
You're intrigued by the Buzz Babe concept, are you?
I am.
Very nice.
Well, you're lovely. Your pictures are amazing that we have not only at MikeOMaraShow.com, but at our MySpace page as well.
Why,
Buzz,
you.
This would
pictures.
Bring the total number, if we were to relax our standards.
Yes.
And bring both
and drop our
both
pants.
Nick mm-hmm. and
Natasha.
And Natasha into
mm-hmm.
the fold.
Yes.
What would that bring the total number of Buzz Babes to?
Ours goes to 11.
11. And then we can have like the old 80-year-old lady for the 12th month.
Or all of us together, like a group shot.
A group shot for the 12th month.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I mean, thank you, McKetsey.
And then that could be like the cover, too.
McKetsey, who frightens me because she's just a little too smart. Really scares me a little bit.
Indeed. I'd like the 12th month to be Mike. You know, bearskin rug.
In one of the Pussycat Dolls outfits.
Anything you want, baby.
In a Buzz Burbank thong.
All right, let's go around the room. Rob, yay or nay for our final two candidates.
Yay, yay.
Joe Artinger, what is your vote? Joe votes yay. Buzz?
Yay, yay.
I vote yay. Rest of you girls?
Yay.
Yay. Welcome.
And now there are 11.
Thank you, Peter. Peter brought me another beer.
Just what we need.
This is wonderful. And now Allie has been waiting to present me with some sort of gift. What do you mean?
This
do
means
to stand up or
all
what?
Five of our first wave of Buzz Babes will be in here.
Buzz Babes 1.0.
And Allie has come with a belated birthday gift for you today, and you're about to see it come through the door.
Really? I'm so happy about my 28th birthday, I can't tell you.
You're going to feel like 28 when Allie comes through the door.
Really? I'm ready.
He's ready. Mike, belated happy birthday from Allie.
Oh, my God.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Oh, somebody got a picture of that.
Oh, my God.
Mike got a hug.
Allie, turn around, please.
I wish this was television.
Near suffocation.
I wish this was television. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Mike.
How are you? I'm just applauding like a retard right here.
What have I done?
All right, and we have busting energy. Feel the buzz.
Beasting energy.
This is beasting. Oh, this is that stuff you sell. That's a great way to promote it. Fantastic. Well, you're all here. Give yourselves all a round of applause.
Remember, Mike, you take that orally.
I love every Buzz Babe.
Now, let's get you a microphone. Go over to Rob, and let's get you a microphone.
Yes, come over here right away.
Step right over there. Jesus.
How we doing?
Wow. Buzz, I couldn't be more thrilled. I should tell our listening audience that, ladies and gentlemen, the Buzz Babes, starting in the month of July, when we come back, we're going to be taking a short break after the end of next week.
Just brief.
For the 4th of July holiday. Mm-hmm. When we return, we will be showing off our wonderful Buzz Babes all over Northern Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C., and who knows? Maybe even Sacramento, California, Wichita, Kansas. We have branches
now,
right?
We're opening chapters there as well.
It's truly amazing. And how you doing over there, Rob?
Keep talking.
All right. Now,
how much weight have you lost now?
What is this?
Rob's sweating some off now.
What is this busting energy thing that we have?
Beasting energy.
It says busting, doesn't it?
No, it says beasting.
Beasting. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble reading.
It says busting.
There it is.
That's the Heineken.
It's a beasting energy?
Yes. Yeah. Well, since you said that, you were telling me you had your back surgery and you're on a different diet plan and you were doing all those protein bars. I heard some guy talking on the radio earlier saying you shouldn't. You should definitely be taking a lot of protein.
Right.
I'm opening up now.
I'll have
that's how you add syllables when you've had a few beers.
Yeah.
I'm opening him now. Like.
I'll have some of that as well.
Really?
Yeah, so
of course you will.
It is, it's an all-natural energy supplement, and it gives you energy.
Okay. Does it have bee pollen in it? Because I know that's a very popular health food supplement.
Does it have bee pollen in it?
I was wondering if it had bee pollen in it for my energy.
Because it's called bee sting.
All right.
Bee sting? I think it's called busting.
Okay, here we go.
Or is that for the vitamin B?
Watch this. Watch this, though. My knowledge and my memory is solid here. I'm going to go around the room and identify all of the Buzz Babes we have in here right now.
Look at you go.
They are not wearing name tags.
All right. True.
Allie, Kristen, Kaz, Anne-Marie, McKetzie, Megan, Nick, Natasha.
Awesome.
Well done, Mike. Well done.
I could have 30 more of these, ladies and gentlemen.
And you have a buzz.
Well, I will tell Nick and Natasha, now it is your decision. You have been officially inducted into the Buzz Babes. Do you accept the challenge?
I think we do.
All right. And Natasha? Right into the microphone, darling.
Would you care to join us?
Oh, that's
wonderful. Thank you very much.
Now, I got into a very difficult discussion out in the cancer corner.
How?
Because we were talking about the uniforms.
Yes.
And, the way I'm really figuring it out
like
right
this
now
one.
Is the this uniform would work. This would be, but there are perhaps
Spirit of America.
God, there are establishments where that might not be welcomed all the time.
Right.
We were talking about the uniforms. Where are we with the Buzz Babe uniforms right now, Buzz?
Well, clearly everybody's favorite is the same as yours, and that's the executive outfit. But we have Allie, who's our sort of expert on hair and makeup and costumes and all of those things. And she pointed out, made a very good point, and that's not every outfit looks great on every woman.
I like it when you're talking seriously. That just makes me laugh.
Mike,
it really does.
Mike, Buzz Babes is serious business.
I know it is. I know. Now, before you lay ladies leave today, we are going to have to get a group shot. We're going to put that up at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I'm having trouble.
I'm weak. Kristen's going
to help
you.
I'm a weak man. I'm having fun just sort of nervously.
He's having trouble. All the bottles in a different area.
I am fingering the bee pollen here. I'm trying to.
You know, and Kristen standing next to you reminds me that a number of these women are very tall. And I've never wanted to climb so much in my life.
How tall are you? What is it? How tall are you,
I'm
actually?
I'm like 5'8", 5'9", right in there. 5'8", 5'9".
I think you're taller than most of us.
Rob says he's 5'2".
Maybe it's because I'm not wearing heels.
Yeah, Rob has indicated that Buzz is actually 5'2", which is fine. Now, Allie, before I'm not going to pop one of these in my mouth before I really know what's going on with this stuff.
Okay.
What is this? Does this have any of those crazy thing that's going to make my heart explode?
Oh, it looks like cotton candy.
No, that's just
that's
the cotton.
That's on the top of the bottle. Oh,
hey, it smells sweet, though.
What's in it, Allie?
It smells like effing honey.
Well, the reason why it's called Bee Sting Energy is because it's got a spectrum of vitamins B3, B6, B9, and B12.
Oh,
you have 25,000%.
Be careful.
All right. If you wouldn't mind, we have a special guest on the BYOB Friday show. Would you pass this along to Mr. Ardinger?
Sure.
I would like Mr. Ardinger to analyze this.
Analyze
he
this,
He is the
Joe.
Show chemist, and that is what he is going to do.
And then,
well,
and that is a magnificent bikini that you have on today.
Thank you.
I hadn't noticed.
Delightful.
My actually, God. The bikini is what I was born with. I'm wearing the skin. The skin is actually what I'm wearing.
Wow.
Bravo. All right, Beth Ann, we're going to play Password now.
Nicely done.
I'm ready. As Joe analyzes the bee sting.
Oh,
are
I
you
like
all having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Very
absolutely.
Good.
Can we get a picture of Joe with reading glasses, please?
Yes.
I know.
We have 7 of the 11 Buzz Babes in here. It couldn't be lovelier.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, it's Meredith.
What's in the bee sting, Joe?
Meredith, we're going to play Password,
and that
right?
That makes 12.
We don't have to play it right now if you don't want to. We don't have to. You're making me break late. Am I late?
No, you've got like 3 minutes,
right? Am I one break late? No, I've been on time all day, haven't I?
What?
I've been on time all day.
We're not behind a break, are we?
All right. No. Now we will entertain questions by our final two candidates, because I forgot to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We will play Password in the next segment.
All right.
Natasha, any questions you have about being a Buzz Babe and what that entails, and please pull the microphone over to yourself. Do you have any questions? New Orleans, Natasha. And you're all going to have nicknames by the time I get done.
I'm sure. That's fine.
Yes.
What kind of promotional events do we do?
None. This was all a complete ruse just to get good-looking chicks in the studio for a bunch of horny old men. That's all it was.
A week or 10 days ago, Megan and Allie were at our big $5,000 gas giveaway. For example, that's a starter. We'll be going out to different restaurants and making a number of other appearances. Sometimes you'll appear with us, sometimes in our stead.
Tonight there's an appearance scheduled at a residence close to Fairfax.
Yes.
It's the Burbank. What are you doing? What are you doing, Allie, with your
She's
your
adjusting
top
her bikini top.
Oh.
God. She's massaging.
Jeez,
it's time for her monthly breasting
and massaging.
Oh, my God. Buzz, would you present Natasha's done.
Oh,
any
I'll
more
present.
Questions, Natasha? All right, very good. And Nick, do you have any questions about being a Buzz Babe?
No, I'm just pretty excited, that's all.
All right, would you please present
right.
And give them a round of applause. Present our new candidates with the official Buzz Babe thongs.
You have your choice of red or black, and you can choose your size, because we have a choice of sizes as well. Please
size 1,
wear them
size 2, and size 3.
With pride.
I have a very interesting observation.
Yes. Yes.
If you look around you at all of your beautiful Buzz Babes,
mm-hmm. Yes.
We only have one blonde, and that would be...
We only have
that
one Asian.
That would be Kristen.
Oh, well, no. I guess we have 2. Oh, that's right. We have 3.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's
not anybody's
Asian. Oh, we have 1 Asian girl. Anne Marie is the only Asian Buzz Babe that we have.
I would guess.
I'm a quarter Japanese.
Oh, you're a quarter. Oh, God.
And African American.
Oh, wow. What's that? What?
I'm way
and
behind.
Kaz, as our African American, one of them.
And later on, we'll need all of your religions.
We actually have several.
Only one blonde. Is that? Are you saying that we need more blondes in the? I don't think we need anything
I'm
else.
Enough blonde for all of us.
There you go.
There it is.
That's right about
very
that.
Good. Rob Spiewak, do you have any questions? You've been very quiet during this segment.
I'm enjoying the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I give them all passing grades.
Thank
Rob
you
approves.
So much.
Mike, I also wanted to give you my birthday present. I am a certified massage therapist, and I heard you talking about your back earlier
yeah.
today.
Well, Kristen, that's a very generous offer, but I would like to point out that I still am in a committed relationship, and that would basically blow it out of the effing
I
water.
I have a birthday on March 8th.
Rob has a birthday. Joe, when is your birthday?
We just celebrated it.
It's today. Well, I don't remember.
Mate, you were here.
I've had 14 Heinekens.
You held a baby gorilla.
I held a baby. Those were 9-year-old ferocious animals.
You've never
animals.
Been down to see her. Rob's never been down. I went down to the National Park.
And, of course, all the Buzz Babes' birthdays will be celebrated as well. Let's go to Les in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Are you calling in for password?
Sure.
No, we're not playing password.
Not yet.
With callers now. We're playing password with everybody in the room.
Mike asked me a question.
Yes, Rob.
Sure.
Sure it is.
You know what they say, Les is a moron.
All right, and now, and wait a minute. Wait,
Lynn's here.
Oh, my. It's cold in here.
Yes, it is.
A little bit.
And what is our next Buzz Babe that has come in here?
Well, also from a second wave, this is Lynn.
Lynn. So let me see. I have to do it again. We have Allie.
The memory game.
Kristen, Kaz.
Memory game.
Anne-Marie, McKetsey, Megan, Lynn.
Yes.
Nick. And Natasha. I rock.
You do.
8 of the 11 are in the room with us
right now.
It's
memory game.
Memory game.
Since we're not going to be playing password with you, is there anything else we can do for you?
No, sir. Thank you very much. You're doing a great job.
Very good. Thank you so much.
So
we appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we are going to have one full segment of Password.
Mm-hmm.
We won't get to the very first buzz, but we will do that before the show's over.
That's fine.
And everybody gets to stay. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets to party.
Oh, we're going to panel.
And incidentally, is everybody signed up? You know, remember last week we had trouble with people being signed up and enjoying an adult beverage or two?
If you don't sign the waiver, you can't go to Buzz's house.
That's the way it works.
We'll be
back with more fun and more thrills right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.